are so many wonderful.
What's up, guys? It's Oz Del Foss here, like and shuffle, Apple weather, WWDC emoji, 2023 is like going on right now. Typical every year Apple press conference.
Now, I've already got a few wallpapers.
I'm going to try to turn the stream down. I'm going to be watching while I'm reacting. So let's see.
And when you select a live photo, we use an advanced machine learning model to synthesize additional frames to create a gorgeous, smooth, slow motion effect whenever you wake up.
So new live photos, I guess, on iPad.
Optimize wallpapers like astronomy for the large display on iPad. Of course, I can personalize it and now choose from any of the planets in the solar system, each with incredible detail. And Earth just looks stunning at this scale. I can tap the time to adjust the font and the color and even change the font weight to get it just right. Here on the left, there's also a space to add widgets. The lock screen is a great place to see information at a glance and even perform quick actions. All right, this looks perfect. And that's how you can customize your lock screen with iPadOS 17. It's really cool. The lock screen gets one of the features
it's really
makes
cool.
It even more useful. Live activities. So now, right from the lock screen, you can keep track of a food order with Uber Eats, travel plans with Flighty, the score with Major League Soccer, or a timer.
Oh.
And we're happy to report.
This is a cool feature for the iPad.
Keep track of multiple timers. We truly live in an age of wonders. The new lock screen experience on iPad, combined with interactive widgets on the home screen, is a big step forward for how you can personalize and use iPad. Next, let's talk
I'm sipping on orange juice right now. Get my daily orange juice in.
Health. The Health app has been designed to take advantage features of the larger screen on iPad, so you can see rich details at a glance. And because your health data is securely synced, you can see your health information from your iPad, iPhone, Apple Watch, as well as compatible third-party apps and devices, all in one place. It's easy to see your activity, keep track of your medications, and view your trends and highlights.
Oh, medications. That's pretty cool. You keep track of your medications.
Your health data come to life, letting you dive deeply into the details. And for developers, HealthKit comes to iPad, opening up new ways to build innovative health and fitness experiences. Like Rise, who's built these compelling visualizations as part of their new iPad app. Next, let's take a look at improvements we're making to the way you work with an important type of document, PDFs. To tell you all about it, here's Jenny.
iPad is the best device for PDFs. They are built right into iPadOS, so you can open them anywhere, and they render beautifully. We use PDFs for so many things that we wanted to make them even easier to work with. Thanks to new machine learning models, iPadOS can identify the fields and
I wonder how much shit you have to go through to do these fucking press conferences. How much training you have to go through. That must be fucking hard as fuck. I know Apple is on their employees like crazy. Personally, I want to say fuck you to Apple for that. You know, training the employees too much and shit. Like, this girl that's talking right now looks stressed the fuck out. Like, she looks like, you know, like, she looks like, wow, you know, I've been doing this for fucking ever. It's been really stressful. I've had to, like, you know, read the script, like, 520,000 times. You know, so yeah. She looks stressed out.
PDFs sit right inside your notes. You have all the note-taking capabilities of the app, and the PDF is expanded to a full-width view. You can quickly review the document, flip through pages, and annotate using Apple Pencil. You can keep multiple PDFs in the same note, which is great for keeping related files together as you work. PDFs and notes are also fantastic for collaboration. When you're working together, you see each other's updates in real time. So as you scribble something down, the changes you make appear right away on your collaborator's iPad. Live collaboration even works with stickers and images. And when you drop an image into a PDF, you can still annotate right on top of it. If you need to finish later, you can use live collaboration from anywhere. It's even great combined with a FaceTime call.
Anyway.
With PDFs and notes, note-taking and markup are going to be a breeze. And now, back to Craig.
So that's fucking hate this motherfucker, Craig.
iPad OS 17. But of course, there's even more. Like improvements to Stage Manager, where we're adding even more flexibility to the position and size of your windows, giving you more control over your workspace. And you can now take advantage of the built-in camera on your external display for FaceTime and conference calls. And Freeform, which gets new drawing tools like watercolor, fountain pen, and shape recognition, along with a new feature called Follow Along that lets you follow a collaborator and track as they move around the canvas. These join other great features like the redesigned lock screen and interactive widgets, along with the Health app and great new ways to work with PDFs, as well as other features you heard about in iOS, like leaving a video message in FaceTime, inline typing predictions, and updates to messages. Now, let's turn our attention to macOS. macOS is the heart of the Mac. And with Apple Silicon, the Mac lineup has never been stronger. Combined with macOS, it enables you to be more productive and creative.
I'm putting deodorant on.
For our next release, we focused on helping you get even more done. Now, when it came to naming this release, we turned once again to Apple's legendary crack product marketing team. The instructions were simple and explicit. Travel far and wide. Leave no stone unturned. Well, as far as we can reconstruct, that surge consisted of piling in their microbus, punching in the words Awesome Vineyard into maps, and beelining straight to one of the most famous wine regions in the world. A place celebrated by the team, perhaps a bit too much, and beloved by millions. Introducing macOS Sonoma, a big new release that will make your Mac more delightful and even more productive. First, many of the features we talked about earlier on iOS and iPadOS are going to be great on the Mac. And macOS Sonoma brings a rich set of features that elevate the experience of macOS, starting with stunning new screensavers that show beautiful slow-motion videos of places around the world, like the sweeping skyline of Hong Kong, the sandstone buttes of Monument Valley, and the rolling hills of Sonoma. And when you log in, this imagery settles beautifully into your desktop. Next, let's talk about making your Mac
I'm debating
more
whether I should save, guys.
Widgets. Not only are they becoming
should I save?
Also
maybe, maybe not.
Somewhere new. Let's take a
look. I am pretty ugly with a beard.
Before, widgets on Mac were available here in Notification Center. But sometimes you want to see information at a glance while you're using your Mac. Now you can, by simply bringing your widgets right into view here on the desktop. I love to catch a glimpse of my favorite photos throughout the day. And weather, too. And I can put these anywhere. So let's add shortcuts here to the bottom left. To make sure widgets aren't distracting while you're working with apps, we also came up with a way to make them glanceable without feeling intrusive. If I open up Mail, my widgets instantly fade into the background so I can focus on the task at hand. If I switch my wallpaper, you'll see the widgets are intelligently tinted based on the color behind them, so they maintain legibility and the look of my desktop. Even the Photos widget adapts. It's really gorgeous. To add more widgets, I can bring up the Widget Gallery, where I have all the widgets I know and love on my Mac. But I also have some amazing widgets on my iPhone. And through the magic of continuity, I can now access them all right here on my Mac. So I can see my Apollo for Reddit, Hi Coffee, and even my car widget. I don't need to install these apps on my Mac to use the widgets. My iPhone just needs to be nearby or on the same Wi-Fi network. And just like on iPad and iPhone, widgets on the Mac are now interactive. So you can use your car widget from your iPhone to start cooling off your car. And interactivity can unlock new workflows too. For example, photographers can select photos on their desktop, and with the shortcuts widget, they can tap into Pixelmator Pro to apply a signature look and get them ready to submit for a campaign, all with a single click. And that's Widgets on Mac, an entirely new way to personalize your desktop and get things done throughout your day. Next, let's talk about gaming. A space where so much action is happening. To tell you more, here's Jeremy.
Apple Silicon fundamentally changed the game, delivering incredible graphics performance to every Mac. And now, tens of millions of Macs can run demanding games with great performance, long battery life, and breathtaking visuals, presenting an unprecedented opportunity for developers to bring their games to more players than ever before. And since introducing Metal 3 with powerful new features like Metal Effects upscaling, demanding games like Resident Evil Village have seen huge performance gains. This year, macOS takes the gaming experience even further with Game Mode, giving players an edge when performance is measured in precious milliseconds, ensuring the game gets the highest priority on the CPU and GPU, keeping your background tasks to a lower usage, and delivering an optimized gaming experience with even smoother and more consistent frame rates. And Game Mode makes gaming on Mac even more immersive, dramatically lowering audio latency with AirPods and significantly reducing input latency with Xbox and PlayStation controllers by doubling the Bluetooth sampling rate, providing in-game responsiveness you can really feel. Game Mode works with any game, including all of these recent and upcoming Mac games. We are so excited to see developers bringing more games to the Mac. And to help with that, Metal provides a new game porting toolkit to make it even easier for developers to port their games from other platforms. These new tools enable developers to quickly evaluate just how well their game could run on Mac. A process that used to take months can now be done in days. And they dramatically simplify the process of converting the game's shaders and graphics code to take full advantage of the powerful features and performance of Apple Silicon, significantly reducing the total development time. And there's another big game coming to Mac this year. To tell you all about it, here's legendary game creator Kojima-san from Kojima Productions.
Hi, 皆さんこんにちは。僕らが現在取り組んでいるMacのプロジェクトを本日 ここで皆さんにご紹介できることをとても嬉しく思っています。僕自身1994年に最初のMacを購入して以来のAppleの大ファンです。そして僕とチームが手掛けた作品をMacでお届けすることが長年の夢でもありました。Macでのゲーム体験はついに新しい時代に突入しました。その時代に合わせてデストランディング、ディレクターズカットの Mac版のリリースが2023年年末に決定したことをここで発表させていただきます。Mac版デストランディングディレクターズカットではAppleのの最新のテクノロジーを最大限に活かしたゲーム体験を皆さんにお届けしたいと思います。メタルFXアップスケーリングによる高精度なグラフィックをはじめAppleシリコンの素晴らしいパフォーマンスや モダンなレンダリングパイプラインを兼ね備えたメタル3には今回とても驚かされました。ぜひ多くの皆さんにこの革新的かつエキサイティングな新しいMacの環境に触れていただければと思っています。このデストランディングディレクターズカットを皮切りに今後のコジマプロダクションタイトルについてもAppleプラットフォームへの展開を積極的に行っていく予定です。 デストランディングディレクターズカットの先行予約は近日中に開始する予定です。ぜひ楽しみにお待ちください。それでは Thank you.
Thanks, Kojima-san. Now, let's shift to the ways macOS will help you be more productive, starting with video conferencing. We spend a lot of time on video calls, but when you share your screen, your face and presence can get lost. This year, we have great new ways to help you present remotely. A new video effect called Presenter Overlay elevates your presence by including you on top of the content you're sharing. With small overlay, your face appears in a movable bubble, so it's easy to be seen while showcasing your work. With large overlay, you remain prominent while your shared screen is framed beautifully next to you. We separate you from the background and layer your screen in between, so you can walk, talk, and move in front of your content. Thanks to the Neural Engine and Apple Silicon, you
that
get
is something
amazing
that should
quality.
Have been there a long time ago.
A new reactions video effect.
This isn't new.
When you want to let others know how you feel, you can add a reaction that seamlessly blends your video with balloons, confetti, hearts, and more. They're fun and have a cinematic quality with depth and focus. And you can trigger these effects with a gesture. When you're really impressed, two thumbs up brings on a celebratory display of fireworks. You can use these new video effects with any app, like FaceTime, Zoom, Teams, WebEx, and more. Next, let's talk about Safari and how we're taking it to the next level. To tell you more, here's Beth.
It's pretty mean to be laughing at someone. Like, you guys don't think...
Safari is the best way to browse the web. With macOS Sonoma, Safari is the world's fastest browser. It renders cutting-edge websites with amazing speed. Safari is powered by WebKit, which provides incredible technology that is used by over a million apps. We're constantly updating WebKit. In just the past few months, we've added even more features for developers. And we're adding even more, including beautiful advancements to typography. Another cornerstone of the Safari experience is privacy. Safari was built from the ground up to protect your privacy and was the first browser to introduce private browsing. This year, we're taking it a step further. Private browsing now locks your private browsing windows when you're not using them, completely blocks known trackers from loading on pages, and removes tracking from URLs as you browse in private browsing. Of course, one of the best ways to protect yourself on the web is with a strong password, or even better, a passkey. We're now adding the ability to securely share passwords and passkeys with the people you're closest with. Everyone in a group can add and edit passwords to keep them up to date. And since sharing is through iCloud Keychain, it's end-to-end encrypted. We have another exciting update to help you stay organized with profiles. Many of us use Safari for a mix of work and personal browsing and would love a way to separate browsing between topics. Profiles help you separate your cookies, history, extensions, tab groups, and favorites. So you can sign into the same site with your work account and personal account and quickly switch between them. And if you're a student, set up a unique collection of extensions and favorites just for school. Last, we're giving you a faster way to access your favorite sites with web apps on Mac. Let's check them out. With web apps, we're elevating the websites you use most often with some of the same great features as apps. I use Confluence all the time. I'll make it a web app so it doesn't get lost in my other browsing. From the file menu, I can click Add to Doc, and the title and icon load automatically. When I click Add, the icon instantly appears in the doc. Now I can close this window in Safari. When I launch my web app, I get an app-like experience with a simplified toolbar. On Mac, you can create a web app for any website, and developers don't have to do any extra work for their web app to look great. Web apps are integrated right into my experience on Mac, so I can Command Tab to access my Pinterest web app. It also works great with Stage Manager, Mission Control, Spotlight, and other ways you access apps. You can get notifications too, so Instacart can let me know my order's been delivered. And with a click, I'm into my Instacart web app. Web apps make it even easier to get to your favorite websites on Mac. Back to you, Craig.
With profiles, web apps, and a huge update to private browsing, Safari is simply the best way to browse the web. And that's macOS Sonoma, featuring more ways to personalize with widgets and stunning new screensavers, new levels of gaming performance, and powerful productivity for video conferencing and Safari. Now, let's take a look at audio and home experiences. Whether you're rocking out to your favorite 80s metal band, or watching the latest show to relax after work, we continue to focus on features that entertain, inspire, and bring us closer together. So let's start off with what's new for AirPods. tell you more.
That's a cool fucking transition. The guitar. Woo, that transition's so good.
AirPods are the most popular headphones in the world, providing the best personal audio experience throughout your day. From active noise cancellation, which removes unwanted background noise so it's easier to focus, to transparency mode, which keeps you connected to the world around you while reducing loud environmental noise in real time. Our users love these features today, and there's even more we can do. That's why we are excited to announce Adaptive Audio. It combines the best of both listening modes into one, making it even easier to move through environments and interactions that are constantly changing. Adaptive Audio dynamically blends transparency and active noise cancellation to match the conditions of your surroundings.
What's the pattern?
So you can stay present within your environment while distracting noises are automatically reduced. Adaptive Audio also helps you focus on your favorite music or podcast. And now, with personalized volume, we use machine learning to understand your listening preferences over time, together with the outside conditions, to deliver the best media experience for you in the moment. We are also adding an incredible new way to engage with others around you while wearing AirPods Pro. Just start speaking, and conversation awareness will automatically lower your music, focus on the voices in front of you, and reduce background noise.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Are you going to be at the C141278 meeting later?
Definitely, I'll be there.
Awesome. I've got something I'd love to run by you.
Look forward to it.
See you there.
See ya.
Another AirPods benefit is being able to take calls on the go.
Hey there.
Adaptive Audio helps when you're on a call in loud environments as well by proactively reducing the noise around you. And for added convenience, you can press to quickly mute or unmute yourself as needed. We're also improving the AirPods automatic switching experience across the ecosystem. Now, it is significantly faster to transition from a conference call on Mac to your favorite playlist on iPhone, all without missing a beat. And for the moments we want to share your content with those around you, there's AirPlay. I'll hand it over to Ann to tell you about what's coming.
AirPlay is the easiest way to share your audio, videos, and photos to nearby speakers and screens. And we're making AirPlay more seamless than ever. Your iPhone and iPad now use on-device intelligence to learn your AirPlay preferences. So if you usually listen to music while you cook dinner, the nearby HomePod in the kitchen will automatically show up. And not only can you start to play music using AirPlay from your iPhone, you can now also ask Siri on your HomePod to start an AirPlay session, letting you play even more of your favorite content using just your voice. Just say, Siri, play Arlo Parks on SoundCloud. With so much media at your fingertips on your iPhone and iPad, you can enjoy your content from anywhere, even when traveling. That's why we're excited about launching AirPlay in hotels. With AirPlay support in hotels, it's easy to take advantage of the big screen in your room to watch an episode of your favorite show or practice tomorrow's presentation. Pairing is simple. Just scan the QR code and tap the confirmation. That's it. You're automatically connected to Wi-Fi and ready to resume watching from right where you left off. AirPlay will be available in select hotels before the end of the year, with more to follow. And to make your next trip even more enjoyable, we have some exciting updates coming to Apple Music and CarPlay. Today, adding a song to a road trip might mean sharing a phone, passing a cable, or sending a link. We want to make it easier for others in the car to control the music and add to what's playing, even passengers in the backseat. That's why we're thrilled to bring SharePlay to the car. Now, when the driver's iPhone is connected to CarPlay, any passenger's iPhone will automatically suggest joining their session. Just tap to connect.
Oh yeah.
From there, it's easy to play your favorite music, control playback, and enjoy the ride together. Next, let's turn to tvOS and Apple TV. which work incredibly well with all your Apple devices to deliver the best of television along with all of your entertainment. In tvOS 17, we've completely redesigned Control Center, making it more intuitive to do things like access AirPod settings, home cameras, system controls, and user profiles, all with a touch of the Siri remote. And for the times when you can't find your Siri remote, you can now use your iPhone to locate it and get back to watching TV. Sometimes what you really want to watch isn't a show at all. It could be your favorite family photos that fill the room with joy. Now, to enjoy these special moments even more, you can select Memories as your screensaver and see your photos perfectly framed with fluid animations and transitions. Our home is also where we connect with loved ones. And for times when we're not in the same place, we're excited to introduce a new feature that will transform your living room. FaceTime is coming to Apple TV. Now everyone can gather on the couch and catch up with friends and family on the big screen. The new FaceTime app on Apple TV takes advantage of Continuity Camera to unlock incredible shared experiences at home. So when you launch FaceTime on Apple TV, it wirelessly connects to your iPhone or iPad and lets you use their camera and microphone to join a call. Let's check it out. You can place a call on your iPhone or from Apple TV. Or you can pick up a call from a friend on your iPhone and easily move it to Apple TV. Apple TV takes full advantage of the cameras on your iPhone and iPad for effects like center stage. As you move around or when someone enters the room, you'll always stay perfectly framed. At any time, you can interact using gestures that'll show up on everyone's screen. And because it's Apple TV, you have access to all of your favorite shows and movies. With SharePlay, you can easily watch together and everyone stays in sync. So that's FaceTime on Apple TV. And for developers, we're adding Continuity Camera APIs to make the biggest screen in your home more connected and entertaining. So apps like Zoom and WebEx will be coming to tvOS for the very first time by the end of this year. These are some of the features coming to audio and home. AirPods take personal audio to the next level with adaptive audio. AirPlay is coming to hotels so you can enjoy your content on the big screen when traveling. Apple Music lets everyone control music in the car with SharePlay. And FaceTime comes to Apple TV, bringing everyone closer together through incredible new experiences. Next, here's Kevin to tell you about the updates coming to watchOS.
WatchOS is the world's most advanced wearable operating system, and it's redefined how people all over the world think of what a watch can do. We've continued this transformation through new features designed to help keep you connected, active, healthy, and safe. As Apple Watch has evolved over the years, it's become even more intuitive and more powerful, providing easier access to vital information. And today, we're excited to take this further with watchOS 10. We're celebrating this huge milestone with a new way to view information quickly from any watch face and comprehensive app redesigns across watchOS.
He's got the glasses. This is not the sound choice.
Rhythm is a business. Rhythm is a business. And it's time to get down. To business.
Hey, to business, I agree with that.
To business. Rip out the business.
This is such an energizing new approach for Apple Watch. Let's take a closer look. We're introducing a way for you to enjoy a beautiful watch face, like portraits, while still giving you quick access to information you care about. Now, from any watch face, you can simply turn the digital crown to reveal widgets in a smart stack,
I can start off my day with a glance at the forecast and headlines, and the smart stack uses machine learning to show you relevant information right when you need it. So later in the day, you'll see some upcoming meetings, tasks you need to complete, or medications to log. It's so convenient to check what you have to take care of next. And you can long press to add a widget to the smart stack, like sleep data. And there's even a widget that can hold your favorite complications, like timers. Let's start a timer. Now when I'm back at my watch face, I can simply scroll up and the timer shows up right here. So you can easily see how much time is left or pause it with a tap. This also works great for other active sessions, like stopwatch, workouts, or listening to podcasts. This is a fast new way to view information from any watch face. We've also redesigned apps across watchOS 10. Let's take a look at a couple of examples, starting with World Clock, which now features dynamic background colors that reflect the time of day. And I can easily see when it might be a good time to call a friend in a different time zone. Let's also check out the Activity app. The app redesign includes corner icons that I can tap to get to my weekly summary, sharing, or awards. And we've even redesigned the trophy case so you can see awards in progress and challenges you've completed. And when you rotate the digital crown, it shows new full screen views for move, exercise, and stand. Developers can also use this new design language to update apps. Streaks now utilizes the entire display so you can easily see your progress and access your tasks. NBA makes keeping up with your favorite team even more compelling with team colors and new game details. And with Water Llama's redesign, you can see your hydration details from the last 7 days with just a turn of the digital crown. We're also introducing two new watch faces. Palette is a beautiful new face where time is depicted in a wide variety of gorgeous colors using three distinct overlapping layers. As the time changes, the colors on the display shift as well. And to celebrate watchOS 10, we're bringing Snoopy and Woodstock to Apple Watch. These beloved comic strip characters come to life in many different animations. They can be playful with the watch hands, react to the weather conditions in your area, or even get active with you. It's terrific to have Snoopy on Apple Watch. We're so excited for you to experience your Apple Watch in a whole new way, with redesigned apps that provide more information at a glance, and new ways to navigate and quickly access your content. All powered by the intelligence of watchOS 10. And if that wasn't enough, we have more features to keep you active, starting with cycling. It's a competitive sport for some and a great way to exercise for others. Here's Eric to tell you about some new features that will make Apple Watch an even more essential companion for cyclists.
Apple Watch has a lot of great cycling features already, like notifying you to start a workout if you forgot, and the safety potential of fall detection. For many riders, accessories like speed and cadence sensors, as well as power meters, provide important training data. In watchOS 10, Apple Watch can now connect to Bluetooth-enabled bike sensors, so you can add cadence and power to your standard metrics and even try out a new cycling power workout view. Using power, heart rate, and motion data, Apple Watch will estimate your functional threshold power, known as FTP, which is the highest level of cycling intensity that you could theoretically maintain for an hour. And by taking a percentage of your FTP, we can provide power zones, where you can easily see which zone you're in and track how long you spend in each. It's an effective and reliable way of improving your performance on a bike. We knew that we could do even more for our entire cycling community. So we built a new feature that requires no additional equipment except your paired iPhone. In watchOS 10, cycling workouts from your Apple Watch now automatically show up as a live activity on your iPhone. Tapping the live activity will take over the entire display. This is perfect for views like heart rate zone, elevation, power zones, as well as a new view for current and max speed, distance, and more. You're going to love these new workout metrics, views, and experiences on your next ride. Next, let's talk about hiking and how we're updating Compass and maps for your outdoor adventures. In WatchOS 10, Compass will automatically generate two new waypoints for you. A new cellular connection waypoint will indicate the last place you had reception with your carrier if you ever need to check your messages or make a call to your family. And in the case of an emergency, another new waypoint will indicate where on your route you can make an emergency call using any available carrier's network. We're also introducing a new elevation view. Using altimeter data, you can see a three-dimensional view of your saved waypoints. In addition to these new Compass features, we're also updating maps. Starting in the US, we're introducing a new topographic map with contour lines, hill shading, and elevation details, along with points of interest and trailheads. You can use search to discover nearby trails and trailhead categories. And before you head out, you can review additional information such as trail name, difficulty level, length, elevation gain, and more. WatchOS 10 also introduces new APIs for developers to create compelling workout experiences. The powerful motion sensors on Apple Watch Series 8 and Ultra can detect rapid changes in direction and acceleration, like when swinging a golf club or a tennis racket. Developers will have access to this high-frequency motion data. For example, GolfShot can detect small wrist movements to refine your golf swing. Or, to help your tennis serve, Swing Vision can analyze your pronation, which is the twisting motion of your forearm, wrist, and hand. And apps like Training Peaks will be able to use a new API to create a workout program that you can access directly from the workout app on Apple Watch. These new developer features join the other great experiences in WatchOS 10 to keep you active. Our users also love using Apple Watch to help them stay healthy. To tell you about what's coming for your health, here's Sumble.
Apple Watch and iPhone offer many important health features like meditation, sleep, and mobility. With WatchOS 10 and iOS 17, we're moving into two new areas that, as always, are grounded in science with privacy at the core. First, let's talk about mental health. We believe mental health is as important as your physical health and even contributes to it. This is something that impacts each and every one of us. So this year, we want to shine a light on mental health and empower you to care for your mind just as you do for your body. Reflecting on your state of mind can help you build emotional awareness and resilience. Experts say identifying our feelings has been shown to help us manage difficult emotions, appreciate positive moments, and improve well-being. So you'll now be able to log your momentary emotion and your daily mood in a discreet and convenient way from the mindfulness app in WatchOS 10. You can use the digital crown to scroll through the engaging, multidimensional shapes and choose how you're feeling. For added benefit to your well-being, you can also identify what's making you feel that way. Maybe it's your family or travel. And you can describe your feelings further, like grateful or excited. Even if you don't have an Apple Watch, you can use the Health app on iPhone and iPad to log your state of mind. You can see insights like what's been contributing most to your state of mind and how your lifestyle might be playing a role, such as exercise, mindful minutes, and sleep. There may be times when it would be helpful to more deeply understand your state of mind and if you'd benefit from some additional support. So you'll now be able to take standardized assessments often used in clinics to answer questions about how you're feeling right in the Health app, and then see your current risk for depression or anxiety, two very common and treatable conditions. This will help you understand if you should talk to someone. You'll have a report of your results to share with a care provider, and you can access helpful articles and resources. We know it's important to prioritize mental health, to build emotional awareness and resilience by reflecting on your state of mind, and have screening tools and resources to support you on your overall health journey.
The other important area of focus for us this year is vision health, and specifically the reduction of myopia, which is nearsightedness that's caused by physical changes in the eye. It's the leading cause of vision impairment globally. It's currently estimated to affect over 30% of the population, and that's expected to grow to 50% by 2050, impacting 5 billion people. Myopia typically starts in childhood, and there are a few behaviors that can lower a child's risk of developing it. One is to spend more time outdoors in daylight. Experts recommend at least 80 to 120 minutes a day, but it's hard to know if your child has done that. Now Apple Watch can measure the amount of time spent in daylight using the ambient light sensor, and it can be viewed in the Health app. With family setup, time in daylight can be measured from a child's Apple Watch, even if they don't have their own iPhone. And with health sharing, parents will be able to keep track of it. Another behavior that can lower myopia risk in kids is to increase the distance at which they view something, like a device or a book. To help with this, we're introducing a new feature called Screen Distance. It uses the same TrueDepth camera that powers Face ID on iPad and iPhone to measure if a child is holding their device too close for an extended period of time, and then encourages them to move their device farther away. Screen distance can also help adults reduce digital eye strain. We are thrilled to provide new ways to track and manage vision health. Back to you, Kevin.
Adding support for these two areas can give you even more insight into your health. And as always, privacy is core to our work.
Come on.
Your information in the Health app, including mental health and vision health data, is encrypted on device and only accessible with your passcode, touch ID, or face ID. And it's never shared without your explicit permission. WatchOS 10 is a major milestone, giving Apple Watch an enormous update with a fresh new design to quickly view information, delightful new watch faces, new features for cyclists and hikers, and important tools for health. Back to you, Craig.
So those are our updates to iOS, iPadOS, macOS, WatchOS, and the software that powers audio and home. With each, we continue our commitment to delivering unique capabilities tailor-made for each device while simultaneously designing for a consistent experience with features and capabilities that work across them. This is a big year for developers, with new APIs across all platforms that will enable you to build even more innovations into your apps. And we have an exciting week ahead, starting with the Platform State of the Union, along with 175 sessions, opportunities to engage with Apple engineers through one-on-one labs, as well as other activities to interact with our global developer community. ROS releases will be available as developer betas today, and each of them will have a public beta next month. All of these OS releases will be available to our users this fall. Now, back to Tim.
Thanks, Craig. Today we introduced some amazing new Macs and showed you where we're taking the incredible software platforms that drive our products. It's already been a big day, but we do have one more thing. This is a day that's been years in the making, one that I've really been looking forward to. I believe that augmented reality is a profound technology. Blending digital content with the real world can unlock experiences like nothing we've ever seen. So today, I'm excited to announce an entirely new AR platform with a revolutionary new product. And here it is. Thank you. Introducing Apple Vision Pro. Vision Pro is a new kind of computer that augments reality by seamlessly blending the real world with the digital world. It's the first Apple product you look through and not at. Vision Pro feels familiar, yet it's entirely new. You can see, hear, and interact with digital content just like it's in your physical space. And you control Vision Pro using the most natural and intuitive tools, your eyes, hands, and voice. With Vision Pro, you're no longer limited by a display. Your surroundings become an infinite canvas. Use your apps anywhere and make them any size you want. Capture photos and videos and relive your most important memories in an entirely new way. Watch your movies, shows, and sports, and immerse yourself in games on a giant screen surrounded by spatial audio. And connect with people as if you're sharing the same space. These are just some of the ways that Vision Pro blends digital content into the space around us. So in the same way that Mac introduced us to personal computing, and iPhone introduced us to mobile computing, Apple Vision Pro will introduce us to spatial computing. This marks the beginning of a journey that will bring a new dimension to powerful personal technology. To tell you about the experience of using Vision Pro, here's Alan.
Apple Vision Pro allows us the freedom to imagine an experience unlike anything we've created before. For the first time, we've designed a fully three-dimensional interface, one magically controlled with just your eyes, hands, and voice. When you first put on Vision Pro, you see your space and everything in it. The home view lives right in front of you. It's where you find all of your apps. It's familiar, yet revolutionary. The entire interface looks and feels truly present in your room. Every element has been crafted to have a sense of physicality. They have dimension, respond dynamically to light, and even cast shadows to help you understand scale and distance. Experiences in Vision Pro aren't constrained to the boundaries of a display. They can freely fill the space around you. It's easy to make apps any scale, even larger than life. And you can place apps exactly where you want them, anywhere in your space. It feels natural, like moving real objects. And launching new apps doesn't take space from existing ones. They simply occupy a new space centered around you. There's something truly extraordinary about seeing your favorite apps and experiences right there in the room with you. And apps can expand fully into your space, like during a mindfulness session, where you can create a private moment of calm. And with Vision Pro, apps and experiences can do something else remarkable. They can grow beyond the dimensions of your physical room with environments. Environments extend and transform your space, enabling otherwise impossible experiences. And they've been captured fully volumetrically, so you can control how immersed you are by simply turning the digital crown. Whether extending a small portion of your room or being fully immersed within an environment, you can use these beautiful landscapes to focus, reduce clutter in busy spaces, or as an inspiring new view. Every major Apple platform was driven by an innovative new input model. Mac with the mouse, iPod with the click wheel, and iPhone with multi-touch. With Vision Pro, we set the ambitious goal to design an incredibly intuitive input model for spatial computing, one that could be used without controllers or additional hardware. Apple Vision Pro relies solely on your eyes, hands, and voice. It's just you and your content. It's remarkable, and it feels like magic. You browse the system simply by looking. It's effortless. App icons suddenly come to life when you look at them. In fact, every graphical element has a sense of vitality and responds to your eyes. Simply tap your fingers together to select and gently flick to scroll. The combination of hands and eyes together truly feels like magic, as if your mind is guiding the experience. And we designed every gesture to be as subtle and natural as possible, so you can keep your hands where they're most comfortable, like resting in your lap or on the sofa. And the entire experience is made better with voice. With Vision Pro, you can look at a search field and just start dictating. Voice input has never been this seamless. And with Siri, you can quickly open or close apps, play media, and more. Another foundational design goal for Vision Pro was that you're never isolated from the people around you. You can see them, and they can see you. Your eyes are a critical indicator of connection and emotion, so Vision Pro displays your eyes when someone is nearby. It's incredible. This breakthrough innovation is called EyeSight. Not only does EyeSight reveal your eyes, it provides important cues to others about what you're focused on. This is how it looks when using apps. And this changes when you're fully immersed in an experience, sending a clear signal to those around you that you can't see them at the moment. But even if you are fully immersed, Apple Vision Pro helps you stay connected to those around you. When someone is nearby, they will appear in your view. And Vision Pro will simultaneously reveal your eyes to them. The spatial experiences of Vision Pro seamlessly blend the digital and physical worlds, transforming what's possible. Whether at home or at work, it unlocks magical new experiences. To show you what it's like to use Apple Vision Pro, here's Alessandra.
Let's see Apple Vision Pro in action for work. Vision Pro has the apps you love and count on every day. But now, these apps are freed from the confines of a display and live in your space, transforming how you use Notes, Messages, Keynote, Safari, FaceTime, and more. And of course, Vision Pro is always in sync with your iPhone, iPad, and Mac. All your notes, messages, photos, and documents stay up to date automatically with iCloud. This is what you see with Vision Pro. Your entire world is a canvas for apps, so you can arrange them anywhere at the perfect size for whatever you're doing. Let's look first at Safari. Browsing the web is fantastic. Web pages are large, making it amazing to watch videos or read articles. As you scroll down the page, small text is crisp and easy to read at any angle. And Safari expands so you can see all your open tabs. You can arrange multiple apps around you in space however you want. Layer them on top of each other or place them above, below, or to the sides of other apps. Like here, where you simply turn your head to change focus from Safari to work on your freeform board. And the content within your apps isn't limited to two dimensions. You can receive a 3D object in Messages, pull it out, and look at it from every angle, just as if it was there in front of you. It's magical. Because you can see the world clearly while wearing Vision Pro, you remain present in your space and connected to others. And it's easy to interact with the world around you. So with Apple Vision Pro, you can create your perfect setup for whatever you're doing and multitask with ease. You can review your to-do list in Notes, research your next trip in Safari, and discuss plans with friends in Messages, all while listening to your favorite playlist in Apple Music. Use the virtual keyboard or dictation to type. With Vision Pro, you have the room to do it all. Vision Pro also works seamlessly with familiar Bluetooth accessories like Magic Trackpad and Magic Keyboard, which are great when you're writing a long email or working on a spreadsheet in Numbers. And you can even bring your Mac wirelessly into Apple Vision Pro just by looking at it. Place your Mac screen wherever you want and expand it, giving you an enormous private and portable 4K display. Vision Pro is engineered to let you use your Mac seamlessly within your ideal workspace. So you can dial in the White Sands environment then use other apps in Vision Pro side by side with your Mac. This powerful combination of capabilities makes Apple Vision Pro perfect for the office or for when you're working remote. Because Vision Pro is great when you're traveling. It makes it easy to stay connected and collaborate with colleagues. For example, you can collaborate remotely with your team on the same document. And of course, Apple Vision Pro has an amazing FaceTime experience. FaceTime now becomes spatial, taking advantage of the room around you. You can join a group call and see everyone life-size. As new people join, FaceTime simply expands. With spatial audio built right into Vision Pro, you hear each person's voice coming from the location of their tile, making group conversations easier and more natural. And within FaceTime, you can share apps with others and use them together with SharePlay. And you continue to see everyone in large video tiles while sharing an app. This is powerful for so many activities, like reviewing a presentation, sharing photos and videos, or watching a movie together. FaceTime on Vision Pro works seamlessly with other Apple devices, like iPhone, iPad, and Mac, so everyone can join in. For work, Apple Vision Pro gives you powerful ways to connect with others and the freedom to create the ultimate workspace for whatever you want to do, wherever you are. To tell you about how Vision Pro transforms experiences at home, here's N. Apple Vision Pro brings the power of spatial computing to so many of the things you do at home. It redefines how you can relive precious moments in time because you can capture and experience photos and videos in magical new ways.
Oh, we got the headset.
Select a photo and watch as the room dims around you. Your library of photos and videos looks incredible on Vision Pro, with brilliant color and spectacular detail. Make it as big as your room, or zoom in, letting you feel even closer to that moment. And panoramas are stunning. In Vision Pro, every panorama you've ever taken on your iPhone now expands and wraps around you life-size. You feel like you're standing right where you took them. Because of the powerful capabilities of Vision Pro, we were able to go even further, adding a new dimension to photos and videos. Vision Pro is Apple's first 3D camera. It lets you capture and relive your memories in 3D with spatial audio. It's magical and impossible to fully appreciate on a two-dimensional screen. It lets you feel like you're right back in a moment in time. Imagine being able to relive a special moment from your daughter's birthday. The incredible depth of this spatial video makes it feel like you can peer into that memory. It's easy to capture a spatial photo or video with just the press of a button. And EyeSight makes it clear to those around you when you are capturing one. You can capture a spatial video of a fun moment with your kids, to share it with your family, or to experience all over again for years to come.
Do you think that's okay?
Spatial photos and videos bring you closer than ever to the moments and people you care about. Apple Vision Pro also delivers an extraordinary entertainment experience. We love watching a great movie in a dark theater with incredible sound. Vision Pro lets you have this and so much more with a spatial cinema that transforms any space, like this apartment. You have a gorgeous screen you can adjust to the perfect size. Vision Pro automatically dims the surrounding light,